I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for the business side this week with Mark Green, executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
Mark, there have been a number of studies released recently that shed some light on Kentucky's recovery from the Great Recession and some mitigating factors why some areas like Louisville and Lexington and Northern Kentucky have fared better than others. Let's first talk about the report from the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. It's included in a Citizen's Guide to Kentucky's Economy Since the Recession. What are the major findings there?
Well, this was some work by Professor Emeritus Paul Coombs of U of L. He's been kind of the state's official economy analyst for a while now, and he has looked at this real closely. And what I see here is that Kentucky is continuing largely along the path that it has before, and that is to underperform the rest of the economy in the United States on an average basis. Since the recession ended, wages in the United States on average grew about 36%. In Kentucky, they grew 30%, which means that we fell a little further behind. And it's already been a problem because, a decade ago, the state recognized yet again that state incomes average only about 82% of the national average. Well, this report now shows that we're down to 78% of the national average.
And yet we continue to have unemployment numbers that are on the downside.
Well, the unemployment numbers are good, but apparently Kentucky's jobs don't pay as well as jobs in other areas. There's been a focus on manufacturing jobs. We're getting lots of logistics-related operations, distribution and warehousing, and they don't pay as high as white-collar jobs do.
So that would signal an opportunity for the creation of more white-collar jobs, but they're just not happening.
Well, there are some state business leaders who say, there just needs to be more focus on the white-collar jobs. I think the state officials have been pursuing the areas where we already have strong clusters. And you, in every area of business, you get 80% of your growth from your existing customers and business and operations, and maybe 20% from new business. But this suggests Kentucky needs to focus more on new business and make that new business white-collar jobs.
Let's shift our focus a little bit to eastern Kentucky and a dismal report there from the American Action Forum. They said the opioid crisis has had a detrimental effect on the economy there, especially in the areas of employment.
Yes, this opiate problem is just a national crisis. The report just finished a three-part look at behavioral health issues, and the final one was on opiates. And it's a serious problem all over the country, and especially in eastern Kentucky. This recent report shows that the labor participation rate in eastern Kentucky is much lower than in the United States and even in the rest of the state. And part of the Kentucky Chamber's report shows similar numbers. In the mountains region of eastern Kentucky, the employment to population ratio is 37%. And the state as a whole, it's 55%. So that means 55% of the people in the state have jobs and are working, but only 37% in the mountain region. The Cumberland region in the east, the number is about 44%. In the Ashland region, it's about 44.5%, but far lower than the state as a whole.
And anecdotally, we hear a lot about employers wanting to hire more workers, but they just can't pass a simple drug test.
We have been hearing that for years now. There is some shift towards trying to keep people in the workforce, trying to get them more into treatment and, just lead people with problems to treatment. That was part of what we found in our Lane report look at this issue, too. The employers are shifting towards, just trying to save everybody they can, because we need every good worker we can get.
And we'll end this segment with a little bit of good news. We got new data released from the U.S. Census Bureau revealing that 22.4% of Kentucky children lived in poverty in 2017. Now, that's bad, but it's a drop from the 2016 estimate of 25%. So something to maybe build upon there.
Yes, that indicates trends should be improving for us as we move forward, and that is good news.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today's Business Side. Our guest has been executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Nice to visit with you again.